Cape Talk. Food.
And that other thing is the fact that our friends at Fresh Living, the Pick and Pay foodie magazine, have been piloting the first ever Braille edition of the magazine. And I just think this is such a lovely step by Pick and Pay and by the team at Fresh Living, and one that is clearly overdue given the response that they've had to it. So the background is this. In May this year, Fresh Living decided to pilot the first ever Braille edition of the magazine. They printed 250 Braille copies for the benefit of visually impaired customers, and that little pilot was such a success that they decided to extend it for another 2 months. So we're into the second month of that extended pilot program as we speak, and I'm delighted to welcome Justine Drake, a regular on the show and of course the editor of Fresh Living magazine, to talk to us about how this came about and where to from here. Justine, always lovely to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Hi, lovely to be with you.
Let's talk about the background here. I believe it was actually a visually impaired reader herself who came to you with the suggestion.
It was, and bless her heart, because I must say, you know, being as fortunate as I am and being sighted, I suppose you don't think about things like that. And when given that opportunity, you kind of go, why didn't we think of that? What a brilliant idea. Mm. And it's really taken off, and I think it's lovely to be doing something that sort of helps people. And I can't imagine everyone's going to start cooking, but I think it's the inspiration. It's having something, a magazine that's actually, you know, for partially sighted and blind readers. There isn't anything that exists like that. So it's just sort of being part of the world that everybody else is in, really. Mm.
Justine, so it was Janine Britz who came to you saying, I think you should give this a try, and in fact offering to assist, because she said, I can help you with the Braille translation services, and then played a role in helping you develop that first sample copy. How big a challenge was it, besides just the logistics of reproducing the entire thing in effectively a different language? Was it cost-wise a challenge? Was the width and the thickness of the magazine perhaps a challenge?
You know, the most difficult thing was where to distribute and how to distribute, because actually Janine was amazing. You know, it's sort of on a machine. She translates. It goes into the Braille machine. We worked quite a long time in working with her on where the sort of the large proportion of sort of partially sighted or blind customers were, how we would get it to them, how we would notify them. We worked with, you know, some of the blind associations that was a bit of a challenge, I must say. I mean, Pick and Pay were amazing, and it isn't a money-making thing. They don't make money, none of us make money. It's just actually putting it out there and doing something else about it. So, yeah, it was, and the first issue we learned, because we didn't put a sticker on it, so people didn't understand, because we were thinking, well, all had to be in Braille, and then we realized that actually we do need a sticker so that people that, let's say, sighted people think, oh, I'll get one for my mum. You know, so there's all those things that you don't think through when it's your first rodeo, as it were.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, our phone is ringing off the hook and people are demanding more and more. So there's obviously a real need, which is extraordinary.
So I know you've extended the trial to June and July. Any thoughts yet on whether this is going to be a permanent part of the offering? What's the feedback from this extension?
Well, I think because the feedback thus far has been really pretty amazing, and it's definitely filling a need, Pick and Pay are really good at sort of looking at those sorts of things and filling those needs where and when they can. So I can't imagine it not going forward, but it does depend. You know, a lot of it is one, people wanting it, so we're getting that, but it's, are they picking it up? Are the managers making sure that it gets into the right hands? So it's just that we don't want them sitting on the shelves, because it's a bit of an exercise to do. Right now it's looking enormously successful, and we're not only sort of handing them out at Pick and Pay, it's sort of customer service, it's sort of select Pick and Pay, but also quite a few centres for the blind, and we're getting a lot of information back from them. So I think we're all sort of learning together, but I have no reason to think that it won't continue.
Okay, so the million-dollar question then is where to get your hands on them, because I've already had one SMS asking how much does it cost and where can I get it? I know the regular version is free to smart shoppers. Does the same apply to the Braille version?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm 100% free, sure.
Okay.
So we've got it at Centres for the Blind in KwaZulu-Natal, in Cape Town, in PE, in Joburg, in Bloemfontein. And then it's in quite a lot of stores. I'm not going to name them all now, but I think the best thing to do is to contact customer care in your area.
Okay.
And ask for the sort of the nearest supermarket. There's a couple of hypers, but they're all over the country. But obviously we can't sort of go to all 900 and whatever stores it is, because we don't print that many at the state proceedings.
Justine Drake, thank you so much, Fresh Living's editor, and well done to the whole team on responding to the concept, and particularly well done to Janine Britz, who had the idea to contact Pick and Pay and saying this is something I think there's a need for, and let me help you make it happen. Look at the wonderful result of that telephone call. Just Justine Drake, the editor of Fresh Living. So look for the trial Braille version in some stores now. So it's not in every Pick and Pay store. Do just reach out to customer care to find out which branches have got it in stock, and call at the customer care desk to pick up your copy free of charge. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I really hope that they're able to continue it going forward.